Now, I'm joined in line by John Dunn. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gary.
Thanks for joining me this morning. You contacted us with a pretty interesting issue. Now, you're from Cork, but you're living along the shores of what probably should be called Kenmare Bay, but is actually called the Kenmare River. What's the issue?
Well, it's where I live here. It's approximately 5 miles wide, and it runs from Rookie Bridge, as you might know, down Kenmare up to the Dorsey Head in the south side, and to the Scarf Lamb's Head in the north side. And it's all salt water, as you probably know.
Yeah.
And it's called Kenmare River. And it was called Kenmare River because Lord Lansdowne, I think maybe about 200 years ago, wanted the fishing rights for himself. And that's why he changed the name from Inverskena, which was the old Gaelic name, to Kenmare River. And it's a bit of a joke in this day and age. We have our independence now, and we can change the name back to whatever name will be suitable to all the people.
Yeah, Lord Lansdowne was the Lansdowne in the, or sorry, the landlord in the Kenmare area, and a very powerful family in the British aristocracy. And what he did, like you said, was in order to try and claim all the rights of the entire bay, he called it, we'll call this Kenmare River, and it was classified by successive Lord Lansdowne's in order to secure those rights. And it's still on every map that you'll see, John, it's Kenmare River. And people will be scratching their heads wondering, well, hold on a second, that's not a river.
No, it's a bit of a joke. I've seen, it's about 35 years ago, two young German teenagers, they just were after coming to Ireland after renting out a house with their parents, and they took off for the coast, and they went into a sea cave, and there was a fair job to get them out with that thing, because there was no Clifton Coastal Rescue that time, and they thought it was a river, and that wasn't going to be titled, and then they lost their life encountered.
Mike, they had to be rescued because they thought it was a river cave they were going to, not, and the sea wouldn't rise by that much, but they were
exactly,
in the sea effectively.
Exactly, and they went in the low tide, which they hadn't a clue out of the city of Berlin, I think. They hadn't a clue about higher low tides anyway. But they thought it was a river because it was down the maps of the river. And they nearly lost their life there that they encountered.
Oh my God. Well, this is a peculiarity of history. So how would you change it, John? Do you know? How do you get something changed like this on a map?
As far as I know, since it lies between the border of, is out in the middle of the bay there, so you have to get Cork County Council and Kerry County Council involved. And I think that's the way you would have to change it, with the cooperation of the people, of course.
The local authorities would have to have a role in changing the map. The Ordnance Survey probably have to be contacted as well for their views, okay, I'd imagine.
Yeah, but it's a joke this day and age that is classified as a river. I've seen people, when you could go fishing that time for salmon around the bays in the west of Ireland or other parts of Ireland, and I've seen people getting prosecuted that time because you couldn't get a license to fish salmon back in the 70s because it was classified as Kenmare River.
Kenmare River and not Kenmare Bay.
Yes.
Which it actually is. It's a bay. It's a bay. It's salt
bay,
water. And it needs to be changed.
Inverskena, I think, refers to the knife shaped. If you turn the knife upside down, the blade of the knife looks actually something like the bay does in reality.
Right, okay.
So Inverskena was the old Gaelic name.
The old Irish name.
And I think there's a school down there in Kenmare.
There is, pub is called Inverskena, yeah. And of course named
right.
after the ancient Celtic queen who died when the Celts landed in the battle with Tuatha De Dananna, and it goes back into our mythology.
That's right. And I never heard anything called after Kenmare River, really, not to my knowledge, but I see businesses are called after, well, the Kenmare Bay Hotel down there at the end as well. So Kenmare River to me is a bit of a joke, and it's about time we shut up and change this.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Well, Mike gets in touch with us on the programme and says, listen, Kenmare Bay, Mike says, it's Kenmare Bay to the left and Bantry Bay to the right, end of story, Jerry says. Mike, well, I'm afraid it's not, as you're saying, John, on every map, on every sea chart, on everything else, it's Kenmare Bay. And that's it. Exactly. Or Kenmare River, I should say.
Kenmare River, sorry. Even when they bought in SSCs there, Special Area Conservations, a number of years ago, it's down as Kenmare River.
Yeah, and Bantry Bay is a separate bay. It's a separate, and that's separate, called Bantry Bay, as it should be. It's not called the Bantry River.
No, and Dingle Bay and Galway Bay and the whole. And there's a section, actually, of this bay to my left, which is near Aries, and it's called Coolock Bay. Just a section of the bay itself.
It's actually called the bay. Just near Irees.
Yes.
My God. Okay, well, John, look, it's an interesting one. I've known the history of it, all right, from being from Kenmare, that it was called the Kenmare River for reasons of fishing rights, and it's still down there today, to this day, as the Kenmare River, but it needs to be changed. John, interesting one. Thanks for raising it, and we'll start the wheels going and try and find out exactly how one would go about changing it, or if it's possible to change it.
Okay, well, what I see is what was one man's greed that time, which was Lord Lansdowne. Surely a number of us can change it now.
Yeah, it surely
we
should be possible.
So why can't we change it? It's ridiculous to be called a river anyway.
Yeah, if he changed it then for his own selfish reasons, we should be able to change it now for our own reasons as well. John, we'll leave it there. Exactly. Thanks a million for raising that, and thanks for contacting us here on the programme.
And thank you, and good luck to you.
John Dunn there, who lives along the shores of the Kenmare River, or the coast of the Kenmare River, but really lives along the course of the Kenmare Bay, says the name, it needs to be changed.